Texas created the tax-free holiday in 1999. But the law's author, Senator Rodney Ellis, says that the state's current budget crunch has lawmakers looking for additional funds wherever they can. That could include the estimated $65 million shoppers are expected to save instead of spend on taxes this weekend. But Senator Ellis says that the holiday is too important to repeal.
It's $65 million that the state loses for the sales tax holiday every year is really a drop in the bucket compared to the hundreds of millions of dollars, the billions of dollars in giveaways to energy companies, the ag exemption, all kinds of tax breaks that are in the tax code.
For every $100 that Texas shoppers spend this weekend, they'll be saving about $8. This week, Governor Rick Perry discussed the importance of the tax-free event at a Walmart in San Marcos. Perry says that it's something the state can continue to afford.
The state of Texas, from the standpoint of economically, is doing better than any other state in the nation. And the idea that we leave money in private citizens' hands is a good concept. And it's one that I would suggest to you other states should try.
One online retailer will be giving the concept a try this weekend. Amazon has confirmed that they will take part in the sales tax holiday as well. But according to the state comptroller's office, Amazon's move to not charge sales tax has been available to all online retailers since the holiday began in 1999. RJ DeSilva is with the state comptroller's office.
Ever since the sales tax holiday was implemented back in 1999, internet sales and catalog sales have been part of the sales tax holiday. So it applies to the whole realm of retail stores and outlets that sell these qualifying items.
Some of those items include clothes, shoes, backpacks, and school supplies. For a complete list of tax-free items, you can visit the state comptroller's website. Carlos Morales, KUT News.